Well, hi there and welcome. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher. I am live at Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary. That is in Weston, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston. And I am with Debbie Giorgiani, and we have the show team in place today. Vanessa is producing the broadcast today. Matt is on the phones, and Rich is on social media. Hey, Deb, happy Thursday.
Yes, thank you, Jerry. Yeah, it's good to see you, and it's good that you're here. And this is going to be a fantastic topic because I think we're going to have a lot of our Take Two family members weighing in on it, because I think we've all lived enough life that we can say there's things that we would never do again in our life. And that's exactly the statement that we are putting forth today, that we want you to weigh in on. And what do you want to say to the world? If you feel comfortable doing it, you can use your confirmation name, your middle name, another name, so you can protect everybody. But I'll never do that again. That's the title of this show. I will never do that again. What is that for you? Call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986, and speak to Matt so you can get on air with us and share with the world what you will never do again.
We need you to make this show what it always is, very impactful and very much positive influence in the lives of the rest of the Take Two family. So be the first to call in today and share what something is that you would never try again. 833-288-EWTN. Think about it for just a minute and then call 833-288-3986. This could be something really radical, like, you know, skydiving or bungee jumping or something like that. Or it could be something as simple as trying a particular food dish or a drink or something. It just something that you've done in your life and it didn't really sit all that well with you, or maybe it wasn't an experience that you would have you'd want to do over again. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Okay, that is the statement we would like you to share about and say why that you would never do it again. Or maybe, just maybe, Jerry, you would do it again, but in a different way. In a different way, with different people there or with a different set of circumstances or something of that nature. Maybe you have no regrets. You love and have done everything in life and you just embrace it completely. And you're like, you know what? I would do everything again. Let me just go through it again because I learned and I grew from it and things like that. So we just want to hear from you. Phone lines are just starting to light up, so you got plenty of time to get in and get your call screened by Matt, and then you'll come on air with us. We've got everybody on social media now. Jerry, we can wave because they're saying hi, you guys. So we're saying hi back. They love to see us on together on the socials. So that's great. Put your comments in or get your comments in by always emailing us, take2@ewtn.com. Jerry and I read everything. We may not be able to respond to everything because we are getting an abundance. It's a good issue to have. It's a good problem to have. And we love that. And we want you to continue to send us messages. But sometimes there's only the two of us and we don't have any assistance in that area. Well, we do have Michael. Michael helps us, our producer. But it would take like about 8 or 9 of us to respond to all the emails. We do appreciate them. Right, Jer?
We do. We love hearing from you. We are family. It's the Take Two family, and you are being called upon right now to dial in and contribute to today's conversation. I'll never do that again. What would something like that be for you? Or as Debbie said, maybe you've tried some interesting things in your life and you'd absolutely do them again. You can't wait. Maybe you have done some things over and over again that were very interesting. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986 is the phone number to call. And we would gladly have you join those who are already being screened. As Debbie said, calls are starting to come in already right now. And this is the best time to get in on the show because you are guaranteed to get in on that first group of calls that are screened by Matt Kubinski. And we will work our way through each of your calls here momentarily. Again, at 833-288-3986. EWTN 833-288-3986.
Okay, so I would like to share, I was thinking about this. There are a few things that I would never really do again, but they're not that significant, I will tell you. But then I started thinking, I actually appreciate everything I've been through, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because I really do feel like it's gotten me here today. Although I'm kind of bruised and beaten from it all, it's still something that I think I value, because I was able to learn certain things that I never thought I could experience, like deep empathy or an understanding of situations or walking with people when they're really struggling, which I didn't have that ability before. But going through some really hard, weird circumstances that I probably would say that are considered regrets, they actually helped me. How about for you, Jerry? Do you feel that way? Because I've come to peace with it, I think.
Well, I think I would agree with that. Yeah, there's not a lot in my life that I've done that I can say, oh, hey, I would never, ever do that again. One thing that actually came to mind, and I don't really have control over it, is I would never do back surgery again, but see, it's out of my control, you know? But this is 1 year ago right now. Actually, it was December 9th, 2 days ago, was a year since I had the surgery for the infection at the base of my spine, and then spent mm-hmm. 30 days in the hospital, including the entire Christmas break from the seminary. So if I had my way, I would never do that again.
You would never do but didn't it turn out well, the back surgery?
It turned out, yeah. I'm a year later. They say it can take up to a year to recover, and I was pretty antsy and a little bit over anxious as the first month or two or three or four went by. But mm-hmm. now, a year out from it, I can say I'm pretty much back to what I would call a new normal. I'm not back to normal again, but hey, being 64 years old, you know, you got to get used to a new normal pretty soon at some point,
very
right?
Very true. Yeah, very true. Oh, wow. Well, you know what? We do have two open phone lines. If you'd like to weigh in on this conversation, we titled the show today, I'll Never Do That Again. What is that for you? We would like to know. And we're going to hit the pause button in just a minute. Vanessa's at the controls doing a fine job today. And when we come back, Jerry, we got our first-time caller from San Angelo, Texas. Deborah's going to be leading the discussion, and we're super excited about that. But we would like you to weigh in on this because it's your show. Jerry and I always say it's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you are the key person. You're the catechist. With your lived experiences, we learn and grow together. So the number is 833-288-EWTN. Again, that's 833-288-3986. I'll never do that again. What is that for you? We'd love to know. Call us.
Get to your calls here in just a quick moment. As Debbie said, Deborah will be up first. Victoria, we have Marie and other calls being screened. Just two lines that are open right now. If you could ponder it for just a quick moment and come up with something to fill in the blank, you know, I will never do that again. What would that be? Have you tried something that just, you know, you're thinking, okay, I got that off my bucket list. I'll never do it again. Or maybe you have a life full of just great experiences and you would do anything all over again and you can't wait to do so. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. If you are doing your Christmas shopping, people who love to read, then there are a couple of resources in the EWTN Religious Catalog that I want to draw to your attention. Spiritual Legacy of Fulton Sheen and Pope Leo in Pictures. Now, the first one, The Spiritual Legacy of Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen by Father Charles O'Connor, has gripping stories of Archbishop Sheen's uncanny ability to read hearts, to win back the wandering, and draw even non-Catholics to Christ, sometimes through a single conversation. And then there's Pope Leo XIV, The Election of a Pope in Pictures, a commemorative volume with powerful photographs and profound reflections on each step of this historic moment, from the 9 days of mourning for Pope Francis through the hidden duties of the Camerlengo and the College of Cardinals to the white smoke that signals a new dawn for Christ's Church. Pope Leo XIV, The Election of a Pope in Pictures, and Spiritual Legacy of Archbishop Fulton Sheen, both available at EWTNRC.com.
Okay, we had one of our callers drop off. If you'd like to call back, we do have some open phone lines. If you'd like to weigh in on this discussion, you can use your confirmation name, just a name you choose, if you want to just keep things private. But we love to share the stories because people can learn and grow from your lived experiences. So really, we want to know, the title is I'll Never Do That Again. What is that for you that you'll never do again? Or maybe you don't have any regrets and maybe you want to talk about what you've learned. Maybe you're a therapist. Maybe you're in the clergy and you could share some insights with us. We would love to know. So stop what you're doing. I know you're busy running around, getting ready for things, but we really need your help. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And as we said, Deborah, first time caller, San Angelo, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Deborah, you are leading the discussion today on Take Two. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Doing
Thank
well,
you so
Deborah,
much.
Thanks. Yeah.
So the question I heard was, what is something that you regret doing that you wouldn't do again? And for me, that was moving from Colorado to Texas for a gentleman, but we did it out of the flesh versus doing it God's way. You know, we moved in together right away, and of course it lasted maybe 2 weeks and it was done. So I just think it's really important that we don't ever lose touch with staying in tune with God's will for our lives. And that in and of itself is a miracle, that we have that ability and have Him to go to in times like this.
Yeah, wow. So was this somebody that you had met like online, Deborah, or something? Or was it...
No, I just heard somebody talking about it on this 91.5 just a few minutes ago, and then I called
oh.
in.
Okay, yeah.
No, I mean, you're talking about the gentleman. You were talking
yeah,
about the gentleman.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gentleman you met. Did you meet him online, or did you know him for some time, or what made you do this for this guy?
One of his family members, and I met him there. We spent a week together there.
Okay.
And then we just thought we were each other's person and thought that God brought us together and answered our prayers, and so I moved out here into his house, and it just goes to show you that when you operate out of sin versus me coming out here, getting a job, you know, going to church together and doing it God's way, sometimes we get caught up in the flesh and it always ends up at a dead end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Deborah, you know, you've obviously learned something very powerful from this, and not only yourself, but you have just, we always say what the Take Two family, like you just did, Deborah, what you share on this show is going to impact a lot of other people. And there are people who, you know, probably are going through the same thing, at least in their minds right now, who may have had a lead on somebody that they want to have a relationship with, and they're thinking about maybe moving a little ways across the country or something. But you're so right, you know, when we were talking about Fulton Sheen, the Fulton Sheen book a minute ago. What did he say? Debbie, it takes three to get married, you know, mm-hmm. a man and a wife and Jesus, you know, and so Jesus has to be the central part of just every relationship for that matter.
You know, and my takeaway too, I agree with you, Jerry, and my takeaway too is that, you know, you're saying do it God's way. It's so interesting when we give in to our own desires, or when we think we're going to conduct our life, our pattern, and what's going to happen, and the plan for our life. It really, oftentimes it doesn't work out that way. It ends up going quite badly, actually, because we end up trying to play like I'm not saying you did this, Deborah, but playing like a mini God, right? We're trying to just, you know, control everything. And it's unfortunate because God's plans are much better and much bigger for us. Wouldn't you agree with that, Deborah?
Amen. Absolutely. 100%.
Mm-hmm. And what do we need to do? We need to trust. We need to practice that trust. That's why I love that divine mercy image in all the churches. At the bottom, it says, Jesus, I trust in you. If we would just practice that, we would be a lot happier as Christians, I believe. Deborah, you are awesome. You were a first-time caller. Please call us again and have a beautiful rest of your Advent season, okay?
Absolutely. God bless y'all. Thank you.
God bless,
Thank
Deborah.
You.
Thank you.
Don't you agree with that? It's all about trust, Jerry. Don't you agree?
It is, yeah. And trust requires us to be patient and to do things that we don't really see right in front of us. Sometimes we don't see where God is leading us. Some people call those prayers of the feet. We just mm-hmm. need to put one foot in front of the other and move forward in what we believe is God's will for our lives. Yes, absolutely.
Right.
That opens up a line that Deborah was on at 833-288 EWTN, 833-288-3986. We're asking you to fill in the end of the sentence. I'll never do that again. What is something you tried? And maybe you don't regret it, but you're like, okay, I got that out of my system now. I'm not going to do that again. 833-288-3986. Victoria is in Cape May, New Jersey, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Victoria.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the room. Good, welcome. You're on the air, Victoria. Go right ahead.
Okay. Yes, I'm from Cape May, New Jersey. My story is that I was going to go skydiving in Vegas with my husband, and we had it all planned a day before we leave to go home. We go up. I get the tandem. You have to be connected to the person, tandem. I did it all. My husband's videotape, well, had it paid for, the whole videotape, everything that should be shown. We go up there, and we go all the way up in the Grand Canyon, and the door opens, and I'm, because I was the lightest of the group we were on, I was the first to go up. I went up, I'm standing at the door, the door's open, and I'm looking down, and I'm praying, and I trust in God, I trust fully in God, and as we're ready to jump, the door slam, the red light goes flashing, and it says, abort, abort, abort. And then they said, because the wind drifted, the whole, you know, the whole plane ride was over, like we were done. So we had to go back down onto the ground.
So you never did do the skydiving, Victoria?
Excuse me?
You never did jump out of the plane and do the skydiving?
I never did and never will.
Well, you sound a lot like how I probably would be. You at least went up in the plane and you looked out the window, I mean the door of the plane, and you looked down to the ground. I probably wouldn't even get to that point because I'm not sure I'd be able to get on a plane, although there was a friend of mine a few years ago who said, yeah, let's you know, plan to go skydiving together sometime. And I actually gave it serious thought for a while, but I do not think that I would be able to jump out of that plane. I don't care if they had, you know, 50 people supporting me and they all had their parachutes open and were falling slowly to the ground. Debbie, I have a fear of heights, so I wouldn't be able to do that.
You have a fear of heights, but yet you want to be a pilot of a plane?
Yeah. Well, I've soloed in a plane a couple times, but that's, I'm not
different.
Looking, well, didn't have the door open and looking to jump out, you know.
Right. But isn't there an eject button or something if you had to?
I don't think so.
Well, Victoria, thank you so much for sharing today. We so appreciate it. And beautiful part of the country you live in Cape May, New Jersey. Love it. I grew up in northern New Jersey, Victoria. It's simply beautiful. All of New Jersey is like best kept secret, I think. Anything else, Victoria, you wanted to share?
I do. Real fast, I'm one of 11 children. My youngest sister has found out she has bone cancer. We are praying. We are praying for a miracle from Maria Esperanza. I don't know if you ever heard of her. She's waiting to be canonized. She was a mystic. And right. our priest in our church told us she was his spiritual a spiritual advisor, and he was very close. She was from Venezuela. He traveled back and forth. So we are praying for her to be a saint, and her name's Mary Beth Cross.
Okay, we put Mary Beth in, and we know Maria Esperanza, know her story very well. Thank you for sharing with us. But now we put your, it's Mary Beth is your sister? Is that your sister's name?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Got her in the book, and we'll be praying as well, absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you. God bless. Listen to you all the time, and first time caller, but won't be again. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, good. Right. Thank you. Yeah, keep us posted on Mary Beth for sure. You know the story of the mystic Maria Esperanza, don't you, Jerry?
I do. I'm not very familiar with it, but I've heard a little bits and pieces about it. In fact, I think her cause for beatification was started by a bishop in New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Is that Victoria's bishop? Is Victoria, are you still with us?
Yes.
Okay, is that your bishop that started the cause?
It wasn't at this time. No, okay. We have Bishop Joseph. That was Dennis. Bishop Dennis Sullivan, and he started it, but it's okay. Not our bishop right now.
Okay, interesting. So it started there. Yeah. Yeah, wow. A beautiful story. And yes, and we'll be praying as well. And we so appreciate you sharing with us and being a first-time caller. You're going to call us again. Stay in touch with us for sure. And thank you so very much. Have a beautiful rest of your Advent. Wow. Great call from Cape May, New Jersey.
Yeah, we got others that we're going to get to and a line open. We're talking today about on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I would never do that again. All right. What is something that fills that sentence out for you? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Let's say hello to Joe in Birmingham, listening on Sirius XM 130 today. Hello, Joe. Welcome to Take Two.
Yes. Excuse me. Just a side note of what I was going to talk about after that, but skydiving is a very exhilarating and fun sport, and you know, I've been engaged in it for about 40 years now.
Oh, wow.
But that is not what I called about. I've called about what I would never have done again many, many years ago, but probably about that same time frame, around 40 years. There was a situation with my wife and unfaithfulness, and I told her that you know, that I wanted a divorce. And it wasn't that I couldn't forgive her or wouldn't forgive her. Out of my spiritual ignorance, I thought I was protecting her from God, that if she wasn't married, then she wasn't committing adultery. Mm. And, you know, that's something that I've regretted and really would like to tell her, you know, that I was sorry about that. But, you know, God is graceful and merciful and really blessed me and hanging on and not giving up. I never filed for annulment and, you know, lived through those times of separation. She moved back here about 15 years ago. But we would stay in contact, you know, periodically over the years, and at times dating, but other times, you know, not. She moved out of state and, like I said, moved back to Birmingham about 15 years ago. And we see and talk to each other today, every day, and take trips. And one day my goal is to have our vows blessed back in the church. Mm. So that's my ultimate prayer.
Wow, that's beautiful, Joe. Yeah, really sorry about what happened, but, you know, we learn through very, you know, unfortunate mistakes that we make sometimes, and, you know, you've obviously learned and grown a lot through this. I'm blessed to hear, I'm sure we're all blessed to hear that you're still, you know, like you said, friends and in contact with your wife, and, you know, we will pray with you. We'll join. I'm sure Debbie has probably put that in the prayer book already.
I did.
Mm-hmm. You know, that you will one day have your marriage, you know, like you said, blessed in the church, and that'll be our prayer too, Joe. And Debbie, I don't know if you've got a thought or two on that, but
no, I was just writing in the prayer book, Joe, for you and your wife. And you know, Joe, it just goes to show that you have really just, you know, really spent a lot of time on this spiritual journey and this understanding. And God is good. God is great, and He does make wonderful things happen for all of us. And the ultimate thing is for us to get back to Him, right? For everybody to get to heaven. And so it's so important. And you're maintaining that focus and that faith, and I think it's quite beautiful. And I pray that the graces flow for you and your wife, Joe.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Yeah, and my ultimate goal now is she was we were married in the Catholic Church, but she was not Catholic. It's for her and the two boys to come into the faith. So.
Yeah. Well, you've got a global Take Two family praying for that now, Joe, as Debbie's put them in the prayer book. And we always pray the Take Two family for everyone in the prayer book and all of our other intentions as a praying family. So, Joe, expect good things to happen from our God, because He wants it to happen even more than you do. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN.
Okay. Okay, we are back and we're looking for your call today. We're talking about I'll never do that again. What is that for you? Because is important for us to discuss what we go through in life, the things that we regret, the things that we embrace, the things that we feel like we could have done differently. When we learn from each other, we help each other to get closer to God, to understand things in a different way. So your story matters. So if you have something that you would never do again, or maybe you want to do everything again, or maybe you want to repeat something that you want to talk about, remember, we covered from all angles. Now is the time to call in. Don't wait any longer. Jerry and I do not like to leave anybody on the line when the show runs out. So please call us right now. And you don't have to be Catholic to call in. You are welcome. If you're listening, you are part of the Take Two family. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
All right, we continue along. Go to Pittsburgh, Kansas. Ryan listening to us today on KOOJ. Thank you, Ryan, for calling in. Welcome. Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
Yep. Hi there.
Hi.
How you
doing? I'm sorry, I cut out there for a second.
That's all right.
So one thing I will never do again is long-term opioid use.
Mm.
I just recently got over it after 15 years. Back in February of 2010, I got E. coli poisoning from peanut butter, out of all things.
Wow.
And it caused multi-system organ failure. I was in the hospital for 7 weeks. My kidneys never came back. All the rest of my organs came back, but my kidneys never did. I spent 37 months on dialysis and then received a kidney transplant, thank God, in March of 2013. But the entire time, I was on some sort of opioid treatment up until about 6 months ago.
Wow. Hmm. Well, praise God that you're not on them anymore, Ryan. That's very good news. I mean, I can share a kind of a little bit of a personal story. One of my brothers, Joe, had a brain tumor many years ago, and he's doing well, thanks be to God. But there were some conditions that he had to be on. I think it was an opioid or something, Ryan. And he actually, I guess, you kind of got addicted to it, and his doctor and him wanted to take him off of that. And he just went through absolute hell, really, trying to get off of those things. So I know from his experience, Ryan, how difficult that can be. So we applaud you for that, and we really rejoice in the Lord that that's something that is now behind you.
Yeah, we've done a couple shows on that, Ryan. It can, you know, people go into surgery and things of that nature. They get on these medications, and then they get hooked on them, and they need them. They depend on them. It's really tough to get off of them. But Ryan, how are you doing today? I put you in the prayer book. How are you? You sound great.
I'm doing much better. I'm still dealing with the residual effects. I have a paralyzed stomach. It's called gastroparesis.
Mm.
It's mainly common with diabetics, but mine is idiopathic. They don't know why, but I have an electrical stimulator that shocks my stomach every 4 seconds to Ooh. Help me digest. I vomit nearly every morning.
Mm.
I have flare-ups a couple times a month that land me in the hospital. But I'm doing better than I have in the last 15 years.
Well,
good. Well, yeah, thanks be to God is right, Jerry. So, Ryan, since you're going through this on a daily basis, may we ask you, how is your faith life?
It's getting better.
Good.
In the last 5 years, it took one heck of a hit.
Mm-hmm.
It really
mm-hmm.
did. I mean, I quit going to Mass. I've been devoted to the church. I'm a convert from the Episcopal Church years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I actually worked as a liturgical director for a couple parishes years ago.
Nice.
And was a master of ceremonies for a couple parishes. I loved the work, but I fell from the faith. I quit going to Mass. I was devoted to the traditional Mass, but I just quit going mainly because I was sick all the time, and then I just got in the routine of not going to Mass.
Right, because it's a habit. That's true. But you're back now in this good habit of going to Mass, right?
Yeah, but I've been going back to the sacraments, and confession and anointing the sick has helped me a lot. I'm blessed to be in a diocese with a ton of young priests. the Diocese of Wichita, mm-hmm. we have been blessed with vocations. It's like 200 or some, 250 some percent above replacement. I mean, it's nuts.
Nice. Yeah, I hear a lot about that, Ryan, because before I was back in seminary, which I am now, I had a ministry called Vocation Boom, and I did a lot of promoting of vocations and support of the priesthood and all of that. And so we kind of had our finger on the pulse of what's going on around the country in terms of dioceses and how they're doing with vocations. And Wichita definitely was always one mm-hmm. of the shining lights. And Ryan, if I'm not mistaken, is there like a perpetual adoration a big part of that throughout the diocese, or what? What is
there
something?
There's stewardship.
Yeah, stewardship. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Stewardship started with Monsignor Magritte at St. Francis of Assisi in Wichita.
Okay.
That's where it was first, the concept was first made. And the entire diocese is committed to it and has been since I was a little kid. I remember in the 90s, stewardship. But there's two people mainly responsible for those vocations, in my opinion. Number one is Venerable Emil Capon, mm-hmm. who I credit for me being still alive. I really do. I consider what happened to me a miracle. When I first got sick, they put me on a ventilator, said I would be on from 7 to 14 days, and then it would be very difficult to take me off. Guys, 28 hours later, I was off after a priest put a relic of Father Capon's Roman collar underneath my pillow.
Praise God.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We've been praying for that, yeah, on his road
Father
to sainthood.
Father Emil Capon was, yeah, he's on the road to sainthood. He was a military chaplain on the road to sainthood, as are several other Catholic chaplains from the military over the past several decades as well. Well, Ryan, you are definitely in our prayers. I know Debbie has in the prayer mm-hmm. book.
Absolutely.
And all of your needs and intentions. And I'm sure you've had a lot of love and support and prayers from family, friends, and colleagues over these past several years, I would imagine.
Yes, I have. I have many priest friends, and they've all been saying Mass for me from day one. And it's been an experience. And there's been some very highs and lows, but I'm definitely on a high right now and feeling much better.
Oh, good. Thanks be to God. Mm-hmm. Well, brother, thank you so much for gracing the airwaves with your testimony here today on the program. We appreciate that. All from a little bit of peanut butter 15 years ago. Wow. As Debbie kind of said softly at near the start of your show, it's a tough road. You know, you've really been on a difficult road, but our prayers are going to be that things just really fall into place now, that your health just gets better and better and better as you go forward. All right?
Thank you, Ryan. Stay strong. Thank you. Call us again. Definitely check in with us. Okay, Ryan's going to free that phone line as Jerry gets ready to do a shout out and congratulations. But before he does that, let me give the number if you'd like to weigh in on this conversation. You still have plenty of time. And we're talking about the things we would never do again. Okay, and that's why we titled the show, I'll Never Do That Again. What is that for you? We want to know. Or maybe you're so happy with everything you've chosen in life and you want to share that as well. You can do whatever you feel like when you're talking about things in your life, because it's your story. At 833-288-EWTN, that's 833-288-3986.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a bad experience. You know, maybe it was good, but you thought, okay, that went okay, but I'm not going to do it ever again. So fill in the blank there and let us know what that would be for you. And Debbie is correct. I wanted to wish some congratulations to another EWTN radio partner, WSOG. We get calls from there quite often, serving Spring Valley, El Paso, and Normal, Illinois. They're celebrating, get this, 23 years with us this week. And so our thoughts and prayers and congratulations go out to Jim Perona, Mark Baker, and their great team at Spirit Educational Association, from all of your friends here at EWTN.
Beautiful. Okay, so I'll never do that again. If you have any regrets, things that you wish you could, or maybe you want to just do over, you know, the do-overs, I love that. Jerry, How about you? Did you want to share anything before we go back to the phones? But let me give the number real quickly. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Please share with us and others that are listening right now, because you will be helping them of things that you would never do again. So maybe you could, somebody could be listening right now and they could be saying, oh my goodness, I've been praying about this. And that person that just called in to take two, they shared their story, and that's exactly what's happening in my life. And you could be helping another soul, because that's how God is using the radio airwaves. So please, if you feel prompted by the Spirit, say yes, lean into the Holy Spirit and call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. But Jerry, in your life, I mean, you said 64 years, you've been around, you know, a long time.
Thank you.
But don't you kind of, I mean, you and I have talked about this, I mean, at length, a lot of times, about like looking back on our lives and saying, okay, we could have done maybe this differently, or could have said this differently, or possibly, you know, made this choice in a different way. But quite honestly, don't you think when you hit 60, because I know I just hit 60 a few weeks ago, I'm like, you know what? I'm here. I'm standing. I'm here today. I made it. I mean, you know, for all the dumb choices I made in the past, I should have been dead somewhere.
Well, you and me both. And I think a lot of our the Take Two family could probably say that. No, I just think I'd like to address this kind of just from a general perspective. And that is, like you said at the very start of the show, you know, when you've lived a certain amount of life, you've done things that you maybe either did or did not enjoy, did or did not regret, but they're just things you would not do again. And there are a myriad things in each of our lives that we could probably list under that particular heading. And so I think we all have something that we could probably share on the program today. So again, we just invite you to make your contribution at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Oscar on YouTube, hello to those of you watching the video stream.
Hi, Oscar.
Oscar says, now, the one thing that I will never do again is leave my faith behind. Okay, mm-hmm. I like that. Because I was one of those young people who described themselves as a Catholic, but afterward left the faith. And looking back at it, I regretted it. But now I am a much happier practicing Catholic, and I am taking my faith very seriously.
Yes, you are. Yeah, that's beautiful. And Joe, do you see Joe on YouTube?
Yeah, Joe says, I think in my life I have been too strict. I think back and I would not have done that if I could do it over again.
Too
so a couple
strict.
Of very different takes there, yeah.
Yeah, maybe too rigid about life, Joe. Maybe that's interesting. I think I could relate to what Joe's saying. I really do. That's interesting, Joe. I'd love to explore that. Actually, we should put that on the January show calendar. You know, were you too tough on yourself? Were you too strict? Were you too rigid? Wouldn't that be a good show topic?
Well, it would, and I think a lot of us fall into that category. I know I've been kind of in that place myself a little bit, and a lot of that just stems from life experiences, you know, family of origin, some maybe sometimes, you know, wounds or traumas or things that we experience, and we can be harder on ourselves than we really should be. You know, God is so gentle and merciful and loving and tender and kind and compassionate and empathetic, and I could go on and on talking about our God and how he is toward us. We cannot be more strict on ourselves than God is going to be. And so we need to learn to show ourselves mercy and tenderness once in a while, I think.
I love that. Joe, you just inspired that topic. I just made a note. We're going to add it for January. So I hope, Joe, on YouTube, we're waving to you. Mm-hmm. You'll listen in January because your show topic will be on there. But Jerry, also too, like, have we been too strict, you know, in our lives? Have we been too controlling? How about that one? You know, have we been too controlling? And then as you get older, you realize you want to let go and let God more, right? You want to surrender. We talk about the Father Dolindo Rotolo's surrender novena. We love that. Jesus, you take the wheel. Okay, I'm done trying to mess things up and control things. You do it. You know better. I think that is really, really some great topics that we look forward to for the new year. But Jerry, before we get back to the phones, Witness to Providence, the annual Mother Angelica Award. Who will be this year's recipient of the Mother Angelica Award? Celebrate the spirit of our founder and see who most embodies her love of Jesus and the ideals and characteristics of an apostle of the new evangelization. When does it take place? Friday night, 8 Eastern on EWTN radio and TV. So check it out, 8 Eastern time, Friday night, and you'll see who got the award.
want to go back to Oscar for just a minute. He said, you know, I'll never do that again. And that what the, that for him was walking away from the faith when he was younger. And I think that's very, very, very wise. Obviously, we never want to turn our backs on God or walk away from the one thing that is going to lead to our salvation, and that is our beautiful, beautiful Christian faith. But I can say, you know, I did that very thing myself when I was in my teens and very early 20s. And I could say, I hope I would never do that again. Sometimes, you know, I don't want to presume what is, you know, St. Paul says, you know, I preach to others. He says, I buffet my body, lest after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. Even St. Paul realized that there was that possibility that, you know, it's some things, certain life circumstances can come at us, Debbie, and really cause us, like we had the
to
caller.
To have a crisis of faith.
Yeah, to have a crisis of faith. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
So, Oscar, way to go, brother, you know, and congratulations. And I encourage you, don't ever do that again. Don't try this at home, walking
right.
away from the faith.
Right. Well, remember when you went through that period of time when you were younger, didn't you ask God not to let go of you?
That's exactly what I said to God when I was a late teenager, probably not quite 18. I always had a sense of God and that the faith was true and real. It wasn't very well developed because I didn't have a lot of formal religious education growing up. But I remember just saying a prayer to God. God, I'm going to kind of go off and do my own thing right now. Please don't let go of me. And I think where I was at that point in my life, Debbie, I could get away with that. I don't think I could get away with that now because, sure. What do they say? I know too much, you know?
Right.
And
right.
So please God, I would never, never walk in a different direction other than the one he has planned for me, and that we all would do that, God willing.
Do you know, it's interesting. I think what you said is a great reminder for all of us not to take the gift of faith for granted, to really work on our relationship with God, to treasure it, to preserve it, to protect it, and to really advance it. If you look at all the saints, Jerry, that's exactly what they did. They continued their relationship with God all the way till they took their last breath. And that is important for us. That's why we learn from the lives of the saints. Hey, Jerry, let's hear what Jane has to say in Ave Maria, Florida, on Sirius XM 130. Jane's waiting. Hi, Jane. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is my first time calling you and talking with you, but I love your program.
Thank you.
So, now both of the things I regret, but that I thought maybe it could help someone else from my mistake is the first that came to my mind is about 20 years ago. I lost a baby from a cord death. I was due on Christmas Eve. And and the regret that I have is that during the pregnancy, that was my my seventh baby. And during the pregnancy, the doctor had my OBGYN had told me, make sure you're checking every hour to make sure that the baby is moving. And I kind of chuckled, thinking, oh, I'm just too busy. You know, I don't have time to check every hour. Mm-hmm. And after I lost Gerard, I regretted not checking every hour like he had asked me or had mentioned. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to mention that also, if that helps somebody else that's expecting a baby, just to, you know, be really cautious and make sure that the baby is moving every hour. And then, so that was the one thing I regret.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other.
Go ahead, Jane. You finish your thought, and then we just want to make a couple comments. You go ahead.
So one other thing that I had in mind is that, again, to help people is throughout my life, both in college, once in college, and once when I was a young mother, I had dozed off while I was driving, mm-hmm. and thanks be to God, my guardian angel woke me up or took care of me. But so the one thing I tried to do is keep a cup of coffee or something, you know, in my car just in case, chewing gum or something, in case I feel sleepy when I'm driving or pull to the side of the road.
Right, so. Right. I always say, or open the window, get some cold air in the car, do something to wake yourself up. Yeah, absolutely. But your guardian angel kicked into action, so that's a great thing. Jane, I just wanted to say, you said you were open to life and had many children. So God bless you for the beautiful family that you helped and participated in. And I just want to say, any time that there's a situation with a child or the passing of a child or the illness or sickness or death of a child, it is so painful, no matter what the circumstances are. We know that because Jerry and I have been life coaches, and we work with so many people that have experienced a loss. But I always go to Padre Pio. He used to do this thing when people would come up to him and they would talk about losing a child or having a miscarriage or having an issue with a child, having to bury a child. He would peer into the other side of the veil. He would peer into the other world, right? The eternity. He would like open up the veil, and he would look in, and he would say, he would say to the person, be at peace. Everything is okay. And he would do that. And people would say, but you don't understand, Padre, this is what happened, or this is, the choices that were made, or this is what should have happened. And then look at the result of it. And he would say, you don't understand. I looked into the other side, and everything is okay. Everything is good. Be at peace. And he would do that quite often, I understand, when I was reading some of the life of when people would visit him. And I would just say, if you still in any way, shape, or form still feel that sometimes that runs past your thoughts or in your heart, go to Padre Pio and ask him to just bring you that peace obviously he's in with God in heaven, so he can definitely see that. But also just to bring you that peace, because I want that for you, Jane, because for you to call up and share this with us, it still must really still bother you.
Well, yes, it's always a suffering, but it took many, many years for it to get a little bit more peaceful. But we do ask Gerard's intercession, because I know our babies in heaven can intercede for us, and I have a saint in heaven, and I do thank God that he did give us a set of twins that are 15 now. So
wow.
His life is a blessing. Our babies in heaven are a blessing, even if we lost them.
Right, so. Right. Yeah, we have those little saints. I love it. Jane, you are awesome. Thank you so much for sharing from your heart. And thank you for being a first-time caller. Please call us again. Jerry?
Yeah, we're going to go to Robert, is another first-time caller in Huntley, New Jersey, listening on Sirius XM 130. Robert, you'll probably be our last caller today. We're glad we had time for you. Go right ahead.
And I believe it's Nutley, New Jersey.
Nutley. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
The reason why I know that is my sister lived in Nutley, New Jersey for many years, Robert, and it's a beautiful town you live in.
Wow. Remarkable. Mm-hmm. I just want to say I am so honored to speak to you, Debbie, and Jerry. Guys are doing a phenomenal job.
Thank you.
I'm honored. I listen to EWTN. You guys speak the truth. You speak from the pulpit, so to speak. And this is one thing our churches in our surrounding areas are not doing about pro-life. But that's not why I'm calling. The reason why I'm calling is your show is about what I would not do ever again. Mm-hmm. Well, the main thing is, the reason I'm calling is that I'm Robert. I'm from Nutley, New Jersey. I am the group leader of my altar service at Lady Mont Carmel Church in Nutley, New Jersey. I'm 120 Prospect Street. It's a small little parish up on a hill, but it's a huge parish now because of the priest that we have in there that brought the people and the stuff he's building on the property. It's remarkable. Let me be quick, because I know there's probably other people waiting. So when I was a young man, I am 63 years old. When I made my sacrament at Lady of Sorrow Church in Garfield, New Jersey, back then I would have to go after Mass to go for CCD to receive my accomplish my communion certification. Mm-hmm. So
you got about 1 minute left, Robert. Got about 1 minute left. Go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, I feared the church because the nun that I had, she disciplined me. And and I don't regret that. However, if I know what I know now, back then, if it was like I was now back then, I probably would have became a priest instead of in law enforcement. Wow. So what happened was she disciplined me, and I feared the church. I couldn't say nothing to my parents, and I was scared. I wasn't scared of the priest, but I was scared of the nun. Anyway, as time went on, I stepped away from the Catholic faith. I didn't go to no other church. I just didn't fulfill my destiny with Christ.
Mm.
Robert, real quick, are you back now? You're back, you're faithful Catholic, practicing now?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I was so thirsty in 2014. My thirst is quenched. Now I'm hungry for it.
Amen.
So in
Amen.
2013, I had same-day surgery, rotator cuff surgery. All right? And
we're
going
to have to leave it there, Robert. I apologize. You hear the music there. Well, I'm so sorry to do that. Please call back on another program, and
Absolutely.
We want to hear the end of that story. That is sounds like it's very, very powerful. We just simply got to get out of here and make way for Dr. Ray in just a minute. Thanks to all of the Take Two family for making this another very impactful program. Thanks to the show team today, Matt, Vanessa, and Rich. Tomorrow, Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, our spiritual mother cares for us. That's what we're going to talk about with you tomorrow right here on Take Two. Be with us.